What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up, everyone? It's Dr. Will Cole, and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine expert. I get to consult people around the world via webcam. I started one of the first functional medicine telehealth centers in the world over a decade ago, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, which is my newest book, and The Inflammation Spectrum, and Ketotarian. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, the books, and there's lots of free resources there as well, you can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. All right, let's get to today's guest. She is, and I'm not saying this flippantly, one of the nicest, kindest, most authentically so, person in wellness and maybe life in general. Her name is Serena Poon. You're going to learn so much from this lovely human being today. Serena is a celebrity chef, certified nutritionist, and Reiki master. Serena has made it her mission to promote further education around the mindful combination of food, nutrition, and healing intuition through her unique culinary alchemy programs. And stay tuned through the entire conversation with Serena, because at the end, I answer another one of your burning health questions and another Ask Me Anything. All right, this is Serena Poon's Art of Being Well. Serena, my friend, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to see you.
Likewise.
And hear you.
See and hear me. And your cute little puppy behind you sleeping. For people that are just listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, they can't see this, but cute little baby.
Yes. Gizmo. His name is Gizmo.
Gizmo. And he's a Pomeranian, right? And he, does he go everywhere with you? Because he's just like, he could in a bag or something, like purse.
No, he doesn't go everywhere with you, but he's definitely on every interview or podcast or live. He was. I'm sure he was there when we did our live. We should do another one because he'll definitely join us. He's my co-host.
He's
so funny. Yeah, he's the best.
I have so much to talk to you about, so let's get into it. I want to talk about rest and sleep, because you talk so eloquently about this and just different ways for us to optimize it. Because in wellness, certainly in functional medicine even, I find that we talk so much about other things and not enough about optimizing sleep, what that looks like, and quality rest, even if it's not just sleep, ways to kind of support the parasympathetic, the resting, the digesting, the recovery, restorative pathways of the body. Can you talk about some ways for us to really optimize this parasympathetic?
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, we can obviously talk about food, but you know, we're focusing right now on rest and sleep and that part of self-care. And something that I've actually personally just started to kind of dive into just recently, just in the last couple months, is TM, you know, transcendental meditation. So I've done, you know, meditation and different types. There's still, it's kind of really what resonates with you. But I found TM to be something that's really actually up-leveled my sort of self-care routine protocol. It's helped with my sleep. It's helped with my clarity. And for anyone who's wondering what exactly that looks like, it's really about 20 minutes. You know, you kind of set aside 20 minutes twice a day. And the difference with transcendental meditation is you're not focused on trying to meditate. You know, you're not focused on trying to be still. You are just, you have a mantra or you have a word that's sort of your home base. You pick one, whatever one that resonates with you. My teacher gave me one. And then you just kind of allow your body, your mind to settle in. If your mind wanders and thoughts come in, you allow it. You don't try to control it. You just allow it. And then you just sort of remind yourself, right, this mantra. And it just really takes you to a completely different place. And it's almost like you've gotten 2 or 3 hours of sleep, you know, after coming out of 20 minutes of TM. So that's something that I'm happy to share with you guys right now.
Let's talk about TM. I hear people talk a lot about it. What do you recommend for people who want to educate themselves on it or learn how to do it? Is that something that you could just do very simply, or is it something where you recommend getting some sort of training formally?
You know, with all things, you can, if you can set aside the time and get like an instructor or some training. Now everything can be online, just so you have some sort of guidance. And if you have questions, there's someone that you can ask and, you know, kind of back and forth with those questions so that you have a clear understanding of what the process looks like and feels like. But if you want to get started right now today and you don't feel like you can carve out, you know, 2 or 3 hours over the next 4 days, 5 days to work with someone, then it's really exactly what I said. Just try to set aside 20 minutes closer to the beginning of your day and then maybe towards the afternoon. With some people, TM can actually give you energy. So for some people, it can actually be disruptive for your sleep, you know, if you're doing it too late in the day. So in the morning and then sometime in the afternoon, late afternoon, and you're just setting aside, you can have a timer. And my teacher actually said, if you're going to use a device like your phone, download an app that looks like a clock. You know, not a digital clock, but an actual, you know, like clock. It has that image on it, and use that as your frame of reference and just set aside that 20 minutes. And as I said, you just kind of have one word that's your mantra, you know, or one small short phrase. And that's your home base. That's if you feel like you start to kind of, your mind starts to get a little monkey mind, you know, you just say that word and kind of brings you back to center, brings you back to home base. But the most important thing is don't judge yourself. You know, don't judge yourself if your mind starts to wander, kind of sort of allow it and then just gently remind yourself of this mantra, of this word, of this phrase, and kind of bring yourself back in. And of course, you're doing that deep breathing. And then when you're coming out of it, to just give yourself 2 to 3 minutes where you come out and you're not just like, okay, there's time, and then you get up. You know, you're giving yourself that last 3 minutes or so where you're easing yourself out of it. You can take a peek at the clock, see that you've got 5 minutes and say, okay, you know, in another 5 minutes or so, in 2 minutes, I'm going to kind of come back to my mantra. And then in 3 minutes, I'm going to, you know, ease out of this place.
I love that. What are some other ways, in addition to TM, what are some other ways that you love to really promote that quality rest and optimal sleep?
Oh, yes, such a great question. So honestly, optimal rest and quality sleep, it starts at the beginning of your day. You know, I mean, it is a process that's through the whole day. And just like every and any other part of your wellness, you know, it's not like a one-shot thing. It's not like that. Supplements are so helpful, but it's not just taking something. So the way I start my day is you also want to ease into your day. So I start my day with a gratitude practice. I'm sure a lot of your listeners do as well. But what I've been doing for myself and what I teach my community is to kind of take that gratitude practice one step further. So whether or not you have a few things you say in your mind, or you have a few things you write down or in journal, or some things you say out loud. Just pick one or two of those things on your list. And so let's say you're so grateful for your kids, right? Well, like there's, and your wife and your family. So let's say that's what you're one of the things, and I'm sure it is, that you're listing. Connect with how grateful you are for your wife, you know, and connect with it until you actually feel like a physiological response. You can smell her, you know, you can feel her, even if she's sitting right here, you're in their office, but she's not there, and you close your eyes, you connect, and you can feel her and smell her, you can sense her. Like, take your gratitude to that step, you know, whatever it is. It could be your favorite pie. I mean, whatever it is that you want to list in the morning before you get up. And then take this feeling. So now you've kind of connected your mind and your body, and your physical body, or you've connected that. That feeling you can now connect back to throughout the whole rest of your day. So, you know, when you go and you're making your coffee or tea or your lemon water or your juice, you can now connect to this feeling of gratitude, and that energy you can put back into what you're going to put into your body. So whether it's something you're drinking, something food you're preparing for someone that you love, or for yourself. So this is something that you can carry throughout the course of the day, but it starts in the morning. And I'm big on affirmations. I'm big on mantras. You know, I'll say it while I'm brushing my teeth and my head, you know, when I'm taking a shower. And something that I like to do in the morning, when you take that shower, is as the water is cleansing you, that's almost like an energetic cleanse too. And it just really helps ground you into your day. So you're already starting your day in this place where you're putting your body into this parasympathetic mode. You're ready to kind of take on your day from a very grounded and strong place. And this kind of helps you systematically through the whole day, because when you're in that like sympathetic mode, when you're in that fight and flight throughout the day, because your calendar is, you know, full, and that's a blessing, right? But that affects your sleep. You know, that affects how your body is able to kind of decompress and break down towards the end of the day. So I would say that's how you start at the beginning, and stay hydrated. I talk about this all the time. You guys have to stay super hydrated all day. That's certainly not just for exercise. It's for your mind. It's for the whole functionality of your body, but it's also for your sleep too. And then obviously like eating the right foods kind of throughout the course of the day, foods that are anti-inflammatory, very massively important for your sleep. So I can keep going on and on, but those are just some basic things. Yeah.
I love this.
Managing your gut health is so much more than just diet and exercise. And research increasingly shows that a healthy gut microbiome is crucial to a healthy life. Pendulum Therapeutics is the first and only biotech company to both isolate an important beneficial bacterial strain and put that strain into a probiotic capsule. That capsule, Pendulum Acromantia, can help manage your gut health in profound ways. See, as we age, we tend to lose this really important bacterial colony called Acromantia in our gut microbiome. Taking Pendulum Glucose Control is an easy way to get this Acromantia back into your gut microbiome. Pendulum is a leader in research on the gut microbiome and its connection to gut health and type 2 diabetes. Diet and exercise are important, but your gut microbiome might be the missing piece of your health and wellness strategy. Pendulum's mission is to discover ways to better manage chronic illness through the microbiome and empower people to achieve long-term health. Pendulum's team of scientists, doctors, and innovators is the first to isolate Acromantia mucinophilia, which is so important for regulating your immune system and your gut health. Take care of your health long-term. Get the probiotic rooted in the latest microbiome science from Pendulum. All you have to do is visit pendulumlife.com and use code WILLCOLE for 20% off your purchase. You have to check this out. That's PUNDULUM life, LIFE.com, pendulumlife.com, promo code WILLCOLE, all one word, for 20% off. Our next partner has a product I use every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I'm consulting patients around the world 10, 11 hours a day. I need something nutrient dense. I need something that's going to increase my energy. And that's why Athletic Greens has always been my go-to tool. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. This stuff is lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, and it's also gluten-free. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, but it still tastes so good. It even supports better sleep quality and recovery. You can't go wrong with this stuff. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the cold and flu season. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's all you have to do. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Will Cole. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/Will Cole to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Hi, I'm Kara Natterson.
And I'm Vanessa Kroll Bennett. We're the co-hosts of the Puberty Podcast.
Each week, we dive into the what and how of raising kids through puberty. That roller coaster of physical and emotional shifts for kids and parents alike.
Combining reliable science and relatable parenting strategies, we will all learn about, laugh about, and yes, maybe even cry about adolescence, ours and theirs.
So let's talk about this. So what I hear you say is, resting so good for our health. Sleep, optimal sleep obviously is great for our health, but kind of what you were inferring was that optimal rest and supporting this parasympathetic, balancing your life a little bit more so you're not always go, 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 and in that sympathetic fight or flight stress state, but it creates an anchor for productivity as well. It's almost like this space so you can be the productive, focused person that you want to be. So can we talk about, in addition to supporting that rest, which you need to be an anchor and you need to fuel yourself for the day so you can be the best version of yourself and give the best quality work. But how about in that productive state throughout the day? So many people are struggling with distraction and there's so much distraction in our world today. So many things vying for our attention, and we have monkey mind is of epidemic proportions where people are constantly inundated with this FOMO-inducing content, pulling them out of the present moment. So what do you recommend for people? They're at work. They want to be creative with whatever space they're in. What's the best focus and productive tips that you have for people?
That's such a great question. So a couple things, right? And they're all such simple things too, you guys. Like so simple. It's just a reminder. Obviously, creating space to disconnect from your devices. You know, people have different practices. Some people have practices where, you know, an hour to 2 hours before they shut down for the night, they turn off their phones. Okay, that's awesome. But are you turning off your phones and watching TV? You know, are you turning off your phones, but you're on your computer? You know, so it's just about, it's really, I think that disconnection is really important. And if you find that that's challenging for you, that tells me that that's something that you need to do. So even if it's like a 10-minute practice in the middle of the day, like a pocket of 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, a couple times a day where you put down that phone. And, you know, that kind of syncs up with your TM practice. So, you know, even though you might like have your phone as that clock, maybe get a different clock, but it syncs up perfectly where if you're going to carve out 10 to 20 minutes, a couple times a day to completely disconnect from your devices, it just really helps to reset your mind and it helps reset that focus, that rest, actually rest periods, research has shown that rest periods are imperative to productivity, to getting quality sleep, to attention, focus, decision-making, just even emotional balance, all of it is important. So try doing that twice a day. And again, you kind of kill two birds with one stone, right? You're checking off two things by doing that. And then I think your workspace, try to have an uncluttered workspace. And that is a huge thing because you're not aware that your subconscious mind is finding all that clutter very distracting. And it's so hard to be creative when your mind is so busy already trying to sort out what's happening in that corner of the office or this part of your desk. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of us who kind of feel like there's this creative energy in that chaos. But if you're thinking about how the mind actually functions, having a clean, organized environment actually helps to nurture cognitive function, focus, decision-making, you know, and emotional well-being, all of that. Because otherwise, your mind is kind of working in the background and you don't realize you're sort of exhausting yourself. And then I think if you can take a few minutes just to be in nature, you know, just to go outside and put your, you know, toes in the grass or in the sand if you have it near you, or just sitting out and taking in some sun for a few minutes, just even if it's 10 or 15 minutes. A lot of people have been doing work walks, right? Where they can take a call while taking a walk around the block and you're being, you know, you're again, you're checking off a few boxes. You can get the call done, get the work done, but you can also be outside in the fresh air and in the sunshine, and you're still connecting with nature. Even if you're not, you know, sitting there meditating on the front lawn or something, it's still a great way to connect with nature. So I feel like those are a few things that people great. Can do.
Love it. So helpful. And practical things, and mostly free things too. People yes. can just tap into this completely economically as well. So let's talk about something I've heard you talk about is mm-hmm. this concept of self-trust as the new self-care, which I think is beautifully said. Can you talk about that and why you feel that's so important for people?
Yes, because listen, we forget how powerful we are. We forget that we are these beautiful souls. We are perfect as we are. And we're kind of in this, and we're in this human body, and this human body is this incredible machine. Like we're talking about very simple things right now that we can do, as you said, that are free, they're accessible. As soon as you get off this podcast, you can do every one of the things that I've listed. And these simple tools level us up exponentially. That's how little our bodies need, you know, just that mindfulness, that awareness, very simple things. And so when I'm talking about how, you know, self-trust is the new self-care, it's exactly that. It's listening to yourself, you know, listening to that intuitive voice inside you. And well, you talk about this so much, and that's why we resonate and connect so deeply on this. It's just your soul, your intuition, that voice inside you almost always knows what's right for your body, what's right for your mind, what's right for your heart. And so kind of reconnecting to that is really that ultimate, that it's really the foundation of your self-care, you know, because that's what will help you make those decisions. And I think that, you know, you'd mentioned FOMO, right? And you'd mentioned a few other, and distractions. Those are things that's like, it is exactly as you describe it. They are just, they're distractions. They're there to kind of like pull us in a direction where intuitively we know that's not where we're supposed to go. You know, if you're feeling you've had a great, productive, long day and a bunch of your friends are getting together last minute and you feel like, oh, I should really go. I don't want to miss out. I haven't seen everyone for a while, but your body is telling you, I'm really tired. It's perfectly fine to like honor that, because that is the self-trust. That's knowing, what is it that I need? What will serve me best? And maybe it's that 2 or 3 extra hours of sleep you're not going to get if you go out and meet your friends. It's not like every time, you know, it's just like, you know, you can just tune into yourself and know what the answer is for how you can best take care of yourself.
Yeah, beautifully said. I always talk on social media about JOMO, the joy of missing out, and
yes,
alchemizing FOMO yes. into JOMO.
I love it.
I saw that with my 12-year-old daughter recently, where she said, and I really took inventory of what the decision she made. She loves hanging out with her friends. She's very social, but she'd been busy doing things and her friend asked her to come over and she said, I'm checking with my body. I know I need to stay home and rest. I'm like, okay, that is pretty amazing. I was super proud of my 12-year-old baby girl that she made that decision. And us, we adults, we don't have that bravery sometimes. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. We feel like we're going to let people down. We don't want people to think badly of us. We need to remind ourselves to JOMO more, I think.
Oh my God, I love that. That's what? That's 12? That's amazing.
I know. I wish I had that bravery.
Well, that is a byproduct of you and your and your wife. That
very
is
very kind of
raising
you.
Them well. Wow, I love it.
Something you talk about is culinary alchemy. Speaking of alchemy, I love that term, and it's a central part of your work. Can you talk about what that means? What does culinary alchemy mean?
Yes, thank you for asking. So culinary alchemy that's really the core of my private practice. These healing programs that I've developed that really, it combines integrative and functional nutrition with spiritual nutrition, you know, with healing intuitive energy. So I just kind of take my experience, my background and my education around nutrition, and I combine it with my experience as a Reiki master and working with, so what we're essentially doing is we're working with your energetic body, you know, your soul body, as well as your physical body. So, you know, very similar to what you do, well, with, you know, we run all the labs to go see what's going on inside your physical body, like what's actually going on inside your organs, like what all your metrics are. And then I also do an intake, it's an energy intake as well of what's going inside of your energetic body, because there is an alignment with our chakra systems and there's an alignment between our chakra system and our physical organ system. So, you know, some people, I'm sure a lot of people here are already familiar with the chakras, but, you know, for those of you who aren't, there are, and there's more than seven, but we kind of focus on the seven basic chakras that they're energy centers and they run up like from the base of our spine all the way up to the crown of our head. And it's the root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown chakra. And as those chakras, as those energy centers going up our body, they are in alignment with our organ system. So the root chakra sort of represents security and stability, and it's in the base of our spine, and that's our first lower chakra. And that kind of governs our blood cells, our bones, our immune system, our legs, you know, the lower half of our body. And that kind of represents safety and feeling grounded. And so when I'm talking about culinary alchemy, we're kind of looking at foods that support and nourish that energy center as well as the organ systems there. So we're looking for like immune enhancing foods, mineral rich foods, foods that kind of ground you. They're full of magnesium and potassium and red color foods and root vegetables because they come from the earth. And so most of the times, the type of foods that fall, say, within the root chakra, they are root vegetables. They're vegetables that kind of come from Mother Earth and carry that energy. But because they're a root vegetable, they're also very, very rich in the minerals that we need to kind of soothe our mind and balance our neurotransmitters like magnesium. And so we can go all the way up the chakra system and all the different colors, but just sort of giving you one example. So with culinary alchemy, that's what it is. And then, of course, there's modalities and mindful practices that support every single one of those energy centers and our body and our physical bodies. So that's what that is. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. Great. So are you doing this one-on-one with people or is this a group model? If people want to get into your practice and your work, how do they do that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have been working one-on-one. I really, like you, I find so much joy in working with my clients that way. But I'm also creating courses because I've had a lot of people who are really interested in learning more. So I am creating courses for one for every chakra, for every chakra center. So you know what foods to eat. And I include crystals as well, because as you see, I'm like a crystal junkie. And I sent you that, like, I love it.
Oh my gosh.
So I include that as well. And then just like how you nourish those energy centers and how you're nourishing those organ systems at the same time. So I have some courses that we're working on that we'll be launching very soon.
Awesome. Well, I'll have to stay tuned for that. Speaking of crystals, you mentioned that it's on my desk, not because we're talking today, because it's just always on my desk. And I've told you this before, but is this pure organic Bulgarian rose water? I love it. I walk around and I spray everybody on my team. I ask them first. I get permission, but they love it. And it smells so good. But can you explain something like, because your products and what you have, it's so intentional. And so I notice my mood lifting when I just spray this in my office in between consulting patients online. Can you talk about that one specifically and why is it so dang good?
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to hear that. So it's the Aura Cleansing Mist, and it's made with 100% pure Bulgarian rose water. It's actually, you can put it on your face. It's great as a toner. People use it as a beauty product. But I created it really with the intention that sometimes you just need your aura or the space around you sort of cleansed and clear. So very similar to smudging, right? Like for people who are listening, you know, how we use Palo Santo, and we use sage to sort of smudge or cleanse the energy in a place. Sometimes you can't light a match, and you can't light something on fire and have it smoky. And that's actually what inspired me to create the Aura Cleansing Mist. It was from traveling. And let's say you're on a plane, you know, or you're somewhere public transportation, or you're in a hotel and they have rules with that. So I thought, you know, every space you kind of want, you want to always create your sovereign space, you know, whether or not you're in your home or your office or anywhere else. If you're in a hotel, that's your home for a few days, and you want it to be your energy and your space. And so I created this, and it's got amethyst in it and rose quartz and clear quartz. And everything has been Reiki. I Reiki everything. We charge everything under the different moons. And so when you use it, as you do, it's almost like cleansing the space of whatever other energies are there other than yours, so that when you have your next client call, patient call, it's kind of like the sacred space with you and them. And, all other energies have kind of been removed. And so that's what it is. It's cleansing the aura around you. Yeah, the aura cleansing this.
Reaching your intermittent fasting goals can be challenging sometimes due to hunger, mental focus, maybe a dip in your energy, or the dreaded emotional hanger. Want to know my secret weapon? It is the Fast Bar from El Nutra. It is the only bar that's scientifically formulated for intermittent fasting. It's non-GMO, it's gluten-free, and it's also made without soy or dairy, clean plant-based protein. It's also keto friendly, and it's a nut-based nutrition bar. It can be incorporated into intermittent fasting, a keto lifestyle, low carb, if you're plant-based, if you're gluten-free, or you just like clean eating. This is a great, yummy, convenient snack. It's available in 5 different flavors. They all taste amazing. Nuts and honey, the cacao chip, the dark cocoa, the lemon berry, and the blueberry acai. They are available at Sprouts and at fastbar.com, and also on Amazon. All you have to do is use code WILLCOLE at checkout for an additional 10% off the already discounted products at fastbar.com. Let me just be clear, these bars do not break your fast. So if you want to make your fast easier, more effective, you can go longer with your fast. Just have a Fast Bar in one of these 5 delicious flavors. Again, that's fastbar.com. Use code WILLCOLE at checkout for an additional 10% off the already discounted products. Are you taking vitamins every day and you feel no difference? Do you have this vast supplement graveyard, as I call it, where you're taking all these things and you don't even know why the heck you're taking it or if it's making a difference? Your body can make it really difficult sometimes to absorb nutrients, both from food and from traditional supplements. So many things, from digestive conditions to medications, antibiotics, birth control pills, to even just being under a lot of stress, all can prevent you from absorbing vitamins and nutrients. With lipospheric supplements from Livon Labs, you can finally experience the benefits of high-dose vitamins and minerals by outsmarting your body's absorption barriers. Livon Labs is the first dietary supplement company to use liposomal encapsulation technology, a method pioneered by pharmaceutical companies to deliver life-saving drugs to the cells where they are needed. Lipospheric supplements offer a better way to absorb nutrients, including vitamin C, folate, B12, zinc, magnesium, and glutathione. Livon Labs only uses ingredients necessary to make a safe and effective product. There is no sugar or any artificial flavors, colors, or fillers in any lipospheric supplement. Plus, they're all vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. So here's how you take it. There's no more choking down pills with these. Just squeeze a packet into 1 to 3 ounces of any cool beverage and take it like a healthy vitamin shot. Order any lipospheric supplement now from liveonlabs.com/well and get a free sample of all 6 products plus a free shot glass. Free shipping on all orders in the continental US. Again, that's liveonlabs.com/well. L-I-V-O-N labs.com/well, W-E-L-L. So people are, they're hearing these words, and they may have heard people in wellness talk about this, but I mean, these are practices and tools, and I would call them indigenous or traditional sciences in a way. People have used, whether they be crystals or different plant medicines. I mean, what do you say to the skeptic out there that's like, you know, what is this? This is new, and things that are new. It was like yoga 10, 15 years ago, or acupuncture. Now it's, I feel like in another 10 to 15 years, they're going to be like, this is not like, none of what you just said is going to be weird, but it takes the modern Western mind some time to catch up with antiquity. What do you say to that?
It does. And, you know, I've gotten that, of course, you know, over the years. And I'm actually really proud to say that I have some clients who are in their 60s and 70s who now carry crystals in their pockets. It just took some time. And we do meditations. But, you know, I usually start off by reminding them that these are practices that have existed for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And sometimes that doesn't mean much to someone because it's not something that they can cognitively connect to or relate to. But then my next reminder is that it doesn't hurt you to try it. You know, so that's it doesn't hurt you and or cost a thing for some of these, especially if we're talking about meditation or mantras or practices like that. You can turn around and just do it at your desk in the next minute or in your car if you want some privacy or whatnot. But with the crystals, it's just, I that's why I often gift it. I just say, give it a try. So you decide, you know, just sit with it. And it's not going to change your life if it doesn't do anything. And if it does do something, like now you've added something else to your toolkit, you know, something else that's supportive for you in some way, shape, or form. So that's usually what I just say. Just like, you know, it doesn't hurt you. You can just try it. If it's not for you, it's not for you. Yeah. But what if it is? You know, what if it is? And now there's something that you can add to your practice.
Yeah, the way that I see it, coming from a functional medicine side of things, is that the research coming out of looking at Shinrin-yoku, forest bathing, is we're looking at the mechanisms and the pathways of nature and what nature can do therapeutically for you. I see things like crystal is anything you can do to bring more of nature into our life where we're so divorced from where we came from is a very calming practice, very grounding practice. Yes. So for me, if nothing else, people can just see it on that level.
Yeah, it's like you have a little piece of nature in your hand or
a beautiful piece
of
nature
in your pocket. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's such a great reminder. And then, you know, for the people that need a little bit more science, you know, there's tons of research and more quantitative data that we're pulling together now for energy, you know, energy medicine and also Reiki and all these different practices. It's not quite there yet, but you know, the kind of the data and the evidence is being gathered.
Totally. And to me, like it comes down to what you just said earlier, is that just try it out. I can't tell you how many people I've heard over the years anecdotally just know from their own N of one experiment, their own, their life as a study, they know this improves their quality of life. These practices that we're talking about, whether that be meditation or Reiki or any of these other practices. So I have another question. So you are, as you mentioned earlier, you are a chef, you're a holistic nutritionist. I'm curious, what are some of your favorite, even just one or two of your favorite healthy, easy meals that people can integrate into their life that you love?
Okay, great question. So I there's a few things, you know, that are staples for me, and that's like having a good green juice. You know, I have a recipe I call the Luminous Elixir. I've been using it for such a long time, but it's accessible now everywhere. So whether or not you have time to go and, you know, make it yourself, or you need to go to a juicery that's nearby. I mean, I think even Trader Joe's has fresh juices that are organic now that are cold pressed. So that's something that it is. And I know there's varying opinions about it from, you know, Dave to all these other doctors that we know, and Dave's not a doctor, but, you know, just people in the wellness space. But I really believe that a good clean green juice is something that is, it's almost like a liquid vitamin, and it helps you so much. It's great for your skin, your brain, your just everything, antioxidants. It's great for detoxing. It's great for oxygenating everything. I mean, so many things. So that's one. And I can, and that's on my website. I can share my green juice recipe with you.
I love it.
And then this is going to sound so simple. And I share this quite often, but I really love having a healthy hummus or like an avocado dip, whether it's by itself or mixed in with, you know, you can do any sort of beans if you want, or you just, it's basically like a guac, but you don't have to put all the fixings that put in guac, just smashed avocado and some crudité. This is part of my daily staple. Even if I'm traveling, if I travel, I will make sure I Instacart or Amazon, you know, fresh some vegetables, some crudité, so some carrots and cucumbers and radishes, and then an organic like hummus of some sort to my hotel refrigerator. These are just staples, and so you're getting a good amount of fiber and also plant-based protein. You know, if you're having some sort of a hummus, recently I'm really loving my beetroot hummus because you're getting even more by blending a beet in there. And then I just love having those fresh vegetables. Obviously, I'm plant-based. So, you know, you're getting phytonutrients across the board. You're eating the rainbow. You're getting all your fiber and it's filling. And you're also getting a good amount of plant protein. So those are just like basic things that you can, as I said, I do it when I travel. So you can kind of do it anywhere. And then of course we have Just Add Water, which is my product that for me and for my clients, it's almost like a must have, because that's got its own blend of what I call it, everything you need in a day. So it's got, you know, your 8 super greens and antioxidants and digestive enzymes and probiotics, prebiotics, and then of course pea protein in it. So another great thing to have, especially if you're kind of running around all the time and you're traveling or you're busy or you just have very, very full days. Those are sort of like, that's another staple item for me. Yeah. So that's those are the things that are simple. And I think they're accessible for anyone, pretty much anywhere in the world. You can have these things. And then, you know, I obviously have certain soups that I like to make, you know, other recipes that are a little bit more, you know, you're going to need a kitchen to do, but I was trying to throw out a few things that it's almost like a grab and go, and you don't even realize, wait, I know this just seems like snacky foods, but you're getting what you need and your brain is getting what you need and your body is getting what you need. And that's the most important part.
I love that. And we will put all the links to everything you just said in the show notes at drwillcole.com too. So are you ready, my friend, for a rapid fire extravaganza?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, let's go. And then after we're done, if you wouldn't mind, taking us through a little meditation before we end the conversation?
Yeah, well, we can do like, you know, real quick, like one or two minutes. I'll just walk you through visualization meditation.
I love it. But first, rapid fire. So okay. If this is question number one, if you could only choose to eat one food for survival, completely based on nutrient density, what would it be?
Avocado.
Love avocado.
It's like my thing.
Love it. If you had to eat just one food for the rest of your life, regardless of health benefits, purely on taste alone, what would it be?
Purely on taste alone. Okay. It's going to be like, I want to see anything that's truffle, mushroom, anything, pasta, risotto, truffle, mushroom, anything.
Love it.
I would do that forever. Okay.
Perfect. What are two supplements that have been the biggest game changers for you personally or clients? Or just what have you seen? Two best supplements.
Okay. So like vitamin D, because I feel like so many people are so deficient and they're just not aware of how important it is for their immune system. Vitamin D and magnesium. Good. So again, another, you know, supplement that people don't realize they're deficient in.
Yeah. So many people. You're right. Those are two very common deficiencies that I see on labs. Do you like a specific type, like a variety of magnesium, a form of it, or any magnesium? Do you not have a preference?
So typically I recommend, and again, not medical advice, but like I recommend if someone's going to choose it, magnesium glycinate, especially if it's before bed, it kind of helps to sort of ease out of their day into their resting place. And it's less intense on the digestive system, you know, magnesium citrate and other forms of magnesium. And I think the ones that are, combined, you know, when it's like two or three forms, those are actually great. Not as accessible for everybody. So like a bioglycinate, that's great. Even MindBodyGreen, they make one that's excellent. A really great product that I've recommended as well. So I recommend those typically because those are the ones that people seem to digest and just kind of absorb the best without any type of adverse side effects.
Awesome. So what is your latest favorite non-food, non-supplement biohack that you are into right now?
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm like, I have one right here.
Talk about it. I love it that you tried below the camera.
It's right here because normally I would like wear it, but I don't have to wear it. I can just like have it with me. So and I can send you guys discount links for these too. I'm like all about these machines. So I do, I'm like you're a holistic, I mean, you're a certified holistic nutritionist biohacker. So I do all kinds of things, everything from oxygen therapy to PEMF to light therapy. I've been doing it for years and years and years, and I've had my clients doing it.
So what is this device?
This is the HAPBEE. So it's HAPBEE. There's two, and then there's another one too. These are my two dailies right now. This is the Brain Tap. So the HAPBEE, it's really interesting. We can now say that it's almost like digital drugs. So what it does is it mimics the frequency that you put something into your body. So whether or not you're taking CBD or like CBD, melatonin, it's got 8 settings right now where it can mimic the frequency that is created in your body when you put these things in your body. So without having those side effects. So it's got an alert setting, which mimics caffeine. There's focus, which mimics nicotine, actually, because nicotine is actually a nootropic. So for cognitive function, which is different than a cigarette. And it's got, I think, a setting it's called happy. And it's for if you have scotch or something like that. Like if you have, I don't use that one that often. I'm usually on like focus. It's got a deep sleep setting and it's got another setting called bedtime, which triggers adenosine. So it kind of helps your body ease into that space, but there's no side effects because you're not actually ingesting anything. So it kind of gives you this little buzzy feeling as if you had a glass of wine, but not having had any wine. Same with it without having any caffeine. It really does help keep you alert And that's what that setting is for. So I love this thing. I use this all the time.
So what's the mechanism? Is it just sort of
frequency.
Frequency. Okay.
Yes. So this is like a frequency device. So similar to the Healy, which is another device that I love. Okay. If you think about like what PEMF is, like it's frequency.
I love PEMF. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I use that every day as well. The Beamer, I do 8 minutes twice a day. And then this is BrainTap. And this is like another amazing device. And it has all these different settings. It's really for, again, this is really for brain exercise, brain health. It is, you know, can help rewire your neurotransmitters. It's meditation, so many things. And I've been using it. Now I'm actually going to be in partnership with them and they'll have some of my meditations on there. But I've been using this device and I love it. There's actually LED lights that come through. Here, let me see if I can turn it on. I wasn't planning on showing this, but now here it is. There's actually LED and infrared that comes in through your ears. It's amazing. And then when you flip it down, there's lights here as well. I mean, I could have a whole chat. I actually interviewed the founder, so I have a whole chat on this. But these are my hacks that I love.
So cool. So it was, what were the names of them again?
Oh, so this one is the Happy, HAPPEE. And okay. I actually have a discount link for this that I can share with you.
Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is the BrainTap. And I have a discount link, I think, for this one as well. I'm pretty sure that I do. I have a discount link for this as well. And they're both, I love them. They're both great devices. They're really part of my daily. Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to get that biohacker-ish on me so quickly. I love that you had them on the ready.
Oh yeah. I mean, sure blue. I only talk about what I use, what I believe in. So I mean, literally right here.
All right. Next question. What is one wellness myth that you would like to dispel right now?
Ooh, wellness myths. I feel like there's so many of them. Let me throw one out to me. What is a good one? Well, I'm stuck. What's a good wellness myth that is out there?
I think a common one is that fats are bad for you. I think that's talk about that a little bit. People still have so much misconception, even coming from the wellness world, they still don't get it.
Yes. So that's a complete myth. People don't realize that really sugar is, and it's specific sugars, you know, like processed sugar. That's what causes so much inflammation. But fats are our brain is made of fat. Like we need fat in our system. It helps with so many things. It's helping with, especially if you're someone that fasts, as I'm sure most of you do, because you're an audience, you know, to this podcast. But fat is fuel. And people don't realize that's not actually what puts on weight. You know, if you're thinking about like what if you're talking about belly fat, so often I have clients that, you know, will list all these things and they think that's the reason why they have belly fat. Really, their belly fat's coming from the lack of sleep. It's coming from, you know, elevated levels of cortisol. It's coming from, you know, imbalanced adrenals. It's coming from a lack of hydration. So, but they'll blame it on the coconut yogurt I want them to have, you know, or the avocado. So that's a great myth. And thank you for reminding me of that. But you're right. Even people who have an awareness and they're kind of into health and wellness, they still think that fat is causing more problems than that sugar is. Yeah. So it's really the sugar.
Definitely. All right. What is one wellness brand, whether it be a snack, a food snack, or just another product, maybe one that we haven't talked about that you've really been digging lately?
You know what? I really like it's interesting. I have some people that are really trying to stay away from grains, right? Obviously for many reasons. But I work with a lot of people who are plant-based and they do need those grains and they need those legumes. And I really like One Degree. Because now, you know, so first of all, they're sprouted. All of they're a brand. They started off with oats, you know, steel cut and rolled oats and regular oats. Now they have cereal and granola and they have I think breads now too. But all of they use only sprouted grains, you know, and sprouted oats. It's only sprouted, which I love because it makes it much easier to digest for people. And they also have transparent proof of third-party testing for glyphosates as well. So it's great because they are gluten-free, you know, they're organic, they are sprouted and they're also glyphosate free. So for the people out there that, you know, miss that part of their diet, because of glyphosates, you know, because of issues with digestion, that's a great brand where you won't have digestive issues if you try that. Yeah.
Love it. So if you could only use one skincare product, what would it be?
Okay. This is a good one. I would probably say like a really solid vitamin C is what I've been, and I've had some facialists tell me, no, the vitamin C gives you pigmentation, but I've been using it for years and years and years. So there's like three. Yeah, I've been using it topically. Obviously, I have high doses of vitamin C that I do regularly. But topically, yeah, a very good quality vitamin C and retinol. Those are the two. It's hard to choose between those two. You know, those are the two that I use.
What are some brands that you like? People will be wondering what vitamin C you like.
There is Vinter's, is it Vinter's Daughter? I don't even remember the brand I'm using all the time.
Yeah.
I use that one. I use Audacity if I want to go with oils. I'm trying to stick with clean beauty. There are SkinCeuticals, which is not clean, but they do make excellent products that are very effective. So it just depends on which side of the fence you're on. I think there needs to be a balance, you know, like you try to do clean most of the time, but SkinCeutical has a couple products that are just, they're excellent and they're very effective.
I love it. All right. So what is, last question of the rapid fire, what is a book that you've read in the last year that has really been inspirational for you?
Believe It by Jamie Cranlima.
She's sweet. She's great, so nice.
Book. Yes. Yeah. Do you have her book?
I don't have the book, but I've talked to her. She's a super nice person. I have not read the book yet.
Oh yeah. No, don't be ashamed. You can read the book anytime. I mean, that's a nice thing. It's just like when you're called to, but that, I think that's it's one of my favorite books. I've gifted it to so many people. It's just so authentic and raw and a great story and so inspiring. And the whole theme of it is believing in yourself, you know? So it kind of ties back to that self-trust, you know, and how that is really what is going to bring you to your life fulfillment. So
great. Great.
So yeah, love that book.
You did a fantastic job at Rapid Fire, Serena. Thank you.
Oh, so great.
Much.
Thank you. I'm like, how many choose one? It's always so hard.
I know, right? Before we go, I would love if you would teach us a mindfulness practice, mantra, meditation, whatever you want to teach us. What is one of your favorite easy things for people to do to start to bring that rest, relaxation, that parasympathetic in their life?
Yes. Okay. So this I call the 444. Some people call it box breathing. I do it with a little bit of visualization. And so, you know, you just kind of like get comfortable and then close your eyes. And then you're going to take a deep breath in. You're going to take a deep breath in through your nose. And as you do it, you're going to visualize this beautiful, beautiful, bright white light that's coming through your throat. You breathe deep to the count of 4, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And then release slow through your mouth. 3, 4. And then we just pause. And then you breathe in the light. 2, 3, 4. Hold the light. 2, 3, 4. And then really slow. 2, 3, 4. Then breathe in the light. 2, 3, 4. Hold the light. 3, 4, and then release. 2, 3, 4. Now, how do you feel?
Oh, wow, I could take a nap right now. It's really relaxing.
It's only like, you know, 15 to 20 seconds, maybe.
Yeah.
A little less than that, but. We did it 3 times. Okay, so we're more than that. So it's about a minute and a half.
Yeah, around a minute. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Serena, you are a light. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. And thank you for that little meditation to send us out.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was so much fun. And I so appreciate you. You're amazing. I'm so happy to see you and chat with you today.
Likewise.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime.
At the end of every episode, I'll be answering a question from one of you guys. Nothing is off limits. Ask me anything. And you can send your questions over to me on Instagram or Facebook. As a functional medicine practitioner, it's been fun seeing the questions that have already come in on different food philosophies, wellness trends, and ways to approach overall mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Thanks for those. And I'm looking forward to seeing what else is on your mind. All right, now it's time for another Ask Me Anything. Today's question is from Luca. Luca asks, "Hi, Dr. Cole. I've heard you talk about the mold-SIBO connection. Can you explain?" Thank you so much for the question, Luca. I think it's not talked about enough. It's something that I see clinically a lot with my patient base when I'm looking at labs and clinically monitoring and coaching them. So let's define both of these. SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, it's a gut problem, an underlying digestive issue where bacteria is growing to the small intestines. You can diagnose this and rule this in through a SIBO breath test, and we can measure hydrogen or methane dominant. And there's a third type of SIBO called hydrogen sulfide. And the bacteria is growing into the small intestine. It's associated with different autoimmune issues. Some researchers even consider SIBO to have an autoimmune component in and of itself. But regardless, it is certainly associated with different autoimmune inflammatory symptoms. But this more SIBO direct symptoms that we see clinically are things like bloating, painful bloating. Oftentimes people will explain it as, you know, feeling 9 months pregnant. It can be painful, uncomfortable. It will progressively typically get worse throughout the day or randomly after eating. And people feel with SIBO, they feel like their body's really turning against themselves. They really feel out of control as far as their gut health. So bloating, constipation, diarrhea, it's one of the leading underlying causes of irritable bowel syndrome or IBS. It's associated with acid reflux, GERD, indigestion. So we have SIBO, and we can measure these on labs. And then we have mold, or specifically mold toxins or mycotoxins, which is under that umbrella of biotoxins that I'm looking at a lot with patients through labs and health history. And if you want to learn more about mold, just check out the Mycotoxin Masterclass episode, one of the first solo episodes that I did on The Art of Being Well. Just go back and search mold or mycotoxins and my name. You can learn more about that. But this is something that we'll measure through blood and basically the immune system's inflammatory antibody response to different mold toxins. And we also can measure this through urine and seeing if the body's clearing out mold toxins. And you can see an accumulation or higher levels of mold toxins in the urine. We will typically run both of those labs as well as more conventional labs to kind of look at the inflammatory response against biotoxins like mold. So the connection between the two is a few different ones, but the main one is that the mold toxins will really stress out your body's nervous system over time, putting your body's nervous system in this sort of sympathetic fight or flight stressed state, inflammatory state, that over time it can, for some people, decrease something called the migrating motor complex or the MMC, which is sort of this wave-like motion that keeps bacteria in the large intestine where it should be. So if you have a stressed out gut-brain axis, a stressed out vagus nerve, which is connecting the gut and the brain, then over time, you're going to see an overgrowth of bacteria creeping from the large intestine into the small intestine, and they like to overconsume certain foods, to a lot of higher FODMAP foods like onions and garlic and cruciferous vegetables, fruits like apples. These are higher FODMAPs, and there's many other foods that can be reactive or inflammatory to people with SIBO. So oftentimes when you look at SIBO and think it's just about SIBO or just about gut health, that's not the full picture for many people's health puzzle. So you have to look at the greater context and realize that sometimes SIBO, these things don't happen in a vacuum. They don't happen randomly. So to look at all the different systems of the body and the connection between different biotoxins, not just mold, but other toxins and stressors that can stress out the body's nervous system, decreasing mitograting motor complex or MMC, allowing things like SIBO and other forms of dysbiosis. We can see SIFO as well, which is small intestinal fungal overgrowth, things like candida overgrowth as well, that can go along with SIBO. The point is the body's interconnected and we have to do our due diligence from a functional medicine side of things to really get to the root reason of why people are struggling with their symptoms. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon. Thank you.